Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in.
It's Otis Redding bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, the late, great Otis Redding, by the way. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with our good friends Olala Njinga, author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments. Olala, give us your website quickly, please.
Sure, yellowwoodgroup.com, two L's, two W's.
Yellowwoodgroup.com. And John Harrison is the Reverend John Harrison, CFP, Certified Financial Planner, the author of Making Mammon Serve You. John, give us your website, please.
It's aspirefa.com.
And as you know, folks, we have this lady and this gentleman on all the time talking about their work. Today we're talking about something else. We're talking about race in America as it has been brought to basically almost an open sore here now in America because of the Zimmerman trial after the Zimmerman-Trayvon altercation that resulted in Mr. Trayvon Martin being killed. But where we are now, where we are at this point in this last segment, John and Olala, is America has elected a black president, and they've re-elected a black president with the majority of Americans white. If we're still having this kind of race problem that this trial is bringing up, is this a manufactured thing? Is this gotten way out of hand because of people like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and the media? Is this a manufactured thing that really shouldn't have happened? Where are we stuck? How do we? Is there more problem moving on from the black community than from the white community? I have to ask that question. John, what do you think? John, are you there?
I wasn't the one being asked. I think there's a difference between some of the people who are perceived and presented by the media as the spokesman for the entirety of black America and black America itself. There is no unity in this case amongst black Americans as to whether or not the verdict was the right verdict or a wrong verdict that could compare with the unity, again, going back to something like the Montgomery bus boycott, where everyone was in agreement that policy was unfair and discriminatory and humiliating and needed to be fixed.
Right.
There is not that kind of unity among black Americans as regards the Trayvon Martin verdict or regards stand your ground laws or any of those issues. So it sometimes seems like the whole of black America is united with the people you see on TV, the talking heads, and, you know, crowds who are having a demonstration, but they don't speak for everybody. So I'm not sure we can say as a group that black Americans haven't moved on or gotten over things or what have you.
It's the people with the loudest mouths, Jackson and Sharpton, people like that, and the media, Olala, it seems to me that are creating something out of this that maybe, I don't know, is this, what do you think? Where are we stuck? Are we more stuck with people trying to call on history and ginning that up again? Why can't we move on? What do you think?
We can't move on because of a word that John just said, and that word is unity. We don't have a sense of unification across the
black
culture.
You say you talk about Americans or black Americans or what Americans?
Black Americans.
Black Americans don't feel unified.
Don't feel unified. And we are fragmented. We are fragmented within our own culture by the shade of black they are, by the amount of education, by the socioeconomic propensities that we have. We are fragmented within our own culture. So we have that one issue about why post-racial America won't exist. Because
why isn't that conversation going on right now, or is it?
It is happening, but it's probably happening at the kitchen tables of a lot of black families for different reasons. And so when that conversation gets to white America, I really, truly believe that white America sees the argument and the fragmentation inside Black America and makes their own decision about blacks actually not being able to get past race. So why should they be incentivized to get past race?
So unfortunately, people like Jackson Sharpton create that. Yeah, yeah. So I agree. So folks, here's my final point. Listen to people like John Harrison and Olalade Njinga. Don't listen to Sharpton and Jackson. What do you think about guys?
We like that, right, John?
I'll take that, yeah.
Yeah, I got to wrap it up. You guys are very courageous, and I'm very proud of you. And you know I love you guys. I'll see you later. Olalade Njinga, ladies and gentlemen. John Harrison, they'll be back, I promise. We can't do without those two on many levels, for many reasons. I'm Jim Blasingham. God bless America. God help America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.